about this place. I love the fact that we're finding out that we are lively stones built for habitation of God. And I want to tell you something. This is none of my notes, by the way. I haven't even got them out. God's such an awesome God. He knows exactly what we need, when we need it. There's so many songs going through my head. He's an on-time God. He's never late. He's always on time. And I was talking to Frankie earlier. I said, you know how God proves himself to us? Because he takes us in steps of faith to where we have to trust him. And you know what? And I believe God's smiling at us. Because I think he's looking down on us from a place to where he goes, this is my beloved people in whom I'm well pleased. You know, I don't get excited about how many people are here or not here. Because the one thing I'm really excited about is two of you gathered in his name this morning. So I'm going to ask you to participate. I guess I should tell you what the name of this is. I anticipate God to participate. So that kind of takes it off of you. But you know what? I'm talking to the Christ in you. And so what we're going to do this morning, we're going to do a little different. We're going to be a little different here this morning. So I want everyone that has gathered in the name of Jesus to stand up. You too. I'm looking around. I'm seeing if anybody's sitting down. Now, I want to tell you something. I believe, because God has given me this, I believe God wants you to know that you know that you know. He honors his word above his name. And that is his word. And his word's been declared here this morning. We're two or more. If you'll look around, there's a lot more than two here. Gathered in his name. And you know what? In that row, in that aisle, in those seats, right where you're touching, right where you're standing, God Almighty, the creator of heaven and earth, dwells right there with you. It's no longer your strength, but it's your weakness that he's building strength in. So be encouraged this morning. Kurt, you care to put that other song that I've asked you to put up here? You guys can sit down. Yeah, I don't want to get you too tired yet. I don't need no mic, Margaret. I can come through loud and clear. I don't need no mic. This song's been on my mind for 2 weeks. I sing it different than anybody in here. Because I don't care to be weird. Because basically my wife can verify it. But when we come into into your presence, we lift our hands to sing. We worship in your holiness. You are the King of Kings. You know what? That's a heck of a statement rolling off our lips. You are. And it said, our hearts are filled with gratefulness as the song of the angels ring. And the beauty of the Lord declares, you are the King of Kings. And you know what? When I start singing this chorus here, you are the King, I'm just lifting up off my feet. Because I believe it. Yes. I believe it with my whole heart. Yes. And it says, and when we cast our garments, I told you I was weird. Because I think of David. Casting your garments would mean that you're not wearing them. You take them off and you cast them at his feet. And you know what? Then it's you and God. And so many times we hold on to the very thing that separates us from God. By the way, none of this are those. It's all free. Anyway, God is an awesome God. He wants you to know, no matter how old you are or how young you are, right, he is not done with you yet.
Right.
He wants everything that has breath to praise his name. Yes. And there's a lot of you breathing out there. So anyway, I anticipate God to participate. And we already have shown that we are gathered in his name. I got to say this to you. Let us see
how much God honors his word. Lift your hands so I can count if God has been in your life more than just today. Now, this is okay to lift your hands because a lot of people wouldn't admit this one. How many can lift their hands and honestly say, you don't know exactly what day that happened? Date or day. You can get it close, but you don't know exactly. Now, I want you guys to look at each other when I'm saying this. You in the back, you get the best view. You get to look forward. I told Cynthia earlier before we started, what we should do is everybody that's never sung in the choir, come up here. Different view up here than out there. But how many of you know exactly where you were when you called upon his name? Okay, I want to tell you something. We were down on the radio the other day, three of us, Jim, Oscar, and me. Do you know that none of us got saved in the church? I was at youth camp. Jim was at a hotel. Oscar was in the bathroom. I want to tell you, God can get you wherever he wants you in order for you to get him. The word says that the day you seek me with your whole heart, that'll be the day you find me. And I want to tell you something. I sought him with my whole heart. I found him. Now, I know the preaching of the cross offends somebody. I ain't saying they're in here, but it offends somebody. But you know what? The preaching of the cross is what I heard the night I got saved. Never forget it. He used an ex-drug guy, Sonny Cuesta, right, to preach his word, to say, okay, and back then we had a lot of people there and the choir was full. He said, tonight, God knows exactly where to put you. So you're not sitting in that seat where you're at today because it's by accident or because it's got your name on it. God says, tonight, we're going to make the front row of the choir the altar. I said, okay, Lord. I didn't have to look around knowing I was in the front row. Let me tell you something. You can know all the songs. You can be raised in a Christian home, and you still cannot have a relationship with Jesus Christ. But you know what? The good thing is, he knows where you're sitting. And he knows how you are. And he knows what you are. And he knows the very moment that he's going to start touching the hair on your head. Don't laugh about that. Anyway. God wants today for us to hear his voice and follow none other. Now, years ago, when I received that from the Holy Ghost, you know, a lot of times God would tell me something, then I'll have to go look it up and see that it's in the Bible. But I want to encourage you today to know this. The Bible that he wants to be in is the many-membered body. That's the Bible he wants to be. He wants you to have the volumes of life, the pages of exhortation. He wants you to know that you know that you know. Where you're planted, that's where you're going to grow. Didn't think I'd get to that one. A lot of people think, you know, I really don't want to get much bigger. But I want to tell you something. I believe God don't even waste space. I believe he doesn't waste space. Because, see, I'm in a position right now where I see the Lord in the empty seats. I mean, we got to have a vision. We got to have say, hey, man, there's something about this God. I look at the people and I think, you know, because Brother Edmund used to talk about it quite a bit. He called the people and say, hey, you know, why don't you come forward and let us pray for you. And some people would come and, you know, some of them would go back and they'd be sick still. And the Word started working on me with the Holy Spirit, and it started talking to me. He says in James, where it says, if there be any sick or afflicted among you, let them call for the elders of the church. See, if there are any sick or among us, we're the ones that got to call. That's our part. We got to do our part. And I got some bad news for you, to people that think you don't have to do nothing. You don't do your part, God doesn't do his. Got real quiet. That's no lie. I remember Pat when I was a sick little boy. And Mom knew I was sick. I was so sick. I said, God, I need you. And I told Mom, I said, Mom, I'm so sick. And she prayed for me. And just like a little baby, I fell asleep. And the next morning, I couldn't remember the sickness, and I couldn't remember the prayer. But I never forgot the vessel. Now, Kurt's sitting back there, and Margaret's sitting back there. And a lot of times, God will use the people in the unseen areas. They're not put out really a lot in front of everybody. But you know what? Without them, and maybe you would hope this, you wouldn't be hearing me, but without them, things wouldn't go on as normal. I guess what I'm trying to tell you this morning is we need everyone. We appreciate the instruments. I was telling Oscar why we stayed up. I just don't want you to think that we were just talking to be talking. But I said, will you look at them over there? They're so excited. I mean, you guys were like glowing. And I said, and I seen you getting lifted up. But, you know, and there's so many scriptures. It says, this song here. Kurt, you can turn that back off, I guess. This song here just gets me to a place to where I do want to lift my hands and sing. Before, because I'm singing for the King. You know what? And I want the King to be happy with this guy. Matter of fact, I want him to say, hey, that's my son. I'm happy. But if, you know, this is, I'm reading this one out of Philippians 3, it's 13 and 14. The title of it is Focus on the Goal. It's out of the Message. And I believe this with my whole heart. I believe this a lot of times. We should confess where we're at. And here's what it says. I'm not saying that I have this all together, but I have it made. But I am well on my way, reaching out for Christ, who has no wondrous reach out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this, but I've got my eye on the goal. Don't lose focus. Don't lose focus. I won't mention who it was, but God showed me years ago, in order to get you focused, He'll touch anything you got your focus on. He'll touch your children. He'll touch your grandchildren to get you focused. You notice I'm not raising hands on who he done that with. But I got news for you. There's more here sitting here today than you know that he's done that to. He's God. He's a great teacher. But I got my eye on the goal, where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. You know, in King James it says, forgetting those things that are behind. You know how hard it is to forget something that's behind you and still have your hand on it? I did say something in class this morning. You know how hard it is to drive forward and look back by turning your neck instead of using your rearview mirrors? God wants you to stay focused. Because I'm going to tell you something. His son stayed focused. His son stayed focused. I've read many times this week, over and over and over, how many times Jesus left the disciples so he could be alone. So he could be alone. Because he said, oh, I'm not alone. I'm just with my Father. I'm fine-tuning that relationship and that voice to me so I can give it to you. You know, years ago I studied the definition of what a true minister was. And a true minister is one that ministers to God first and then to the people. You know, people that wait on the Lord. And then as you wait, let's read this on. It says, so let's keep focus on that goal. Those of us who want everything God has for us. If any of you have something else in mind, something less than total commitment, God will clear your blur vision. You'll see it yet. Now that we're on the right track, let's stay on it. Let's stay on it. You know, the Lord showed me something, and I mean totally no offense by this. But see this bottle here? And I might be wrong. But Brother Eddie was probably pastor of the church for 50 years. Something like that. Am I close? Okay. Oscar's probably been the pastor of the church 10, 11, 12 years, something like that. See this bottle? I almost want to tell you it's the same bottle. So I can tell you this. This bottle has never been poured on someone like it was. The bottle of oil was poured on Aaron and went from his head down to his face, down through his beard, down to the sole of his feet. Because by the time that happens, this bottle is empty. So what am I saying to you? When you get the oil put on you, it's like an example of the Holy Spirit coming upon you. And we dab in it a little. That's what we do. We'll go like this, we'll do that, and we'll touch somebody. And we think that's good because it's only an example of something. But I want to tell you what God said to me this week. He said, tell him I'd like for you to pour that bottle out. He said, and get a gallon bottle. And fill it up with new oil. And you know, he said, I want to work on emptying that one. I want to tell you how that happens. When we go so excited with God and we fall in love with him over and over and over again, we won't be able to get enough oil. He always reminds me of the 10 virgins and how the oil was going out of five of them, and five of them still had oil. But he showed me something. He said, remember the story where they said that the five that was running out wanted to ask the other five that had to loan us some of yours? And what was their answer? Their answer was no. And while the others left to go get oil, the bridegroom came. And he took them in and locked the door. And then when they showed up with oil later, they knocked on the door and he wouldn't let them in. God knows what he's doing. He wants vessels to stay full. Stay full. Let the oil run out of you. And you know when things run out of you, he supplies that which is needed all the time, all the time. I'm looking out here today. And I'm thinking, as you stood before, that we have gathered in the name of Jesus, we ought to celebrate that. That's something of celebration. So as we come before him today, let's just close our eyes and stand up a minute. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I just ask all those that are here, Lord, that have come before you and that have gathered in your name, realize, Lord, what an opportunity it is to show forth the goodness of you. You are great and greatly in our midst. We are stones that, Lord, have gathered in your name.
We're lively stones, and we've gathered for a habitation of you. So from the back of this auditorium to the front, let everyone be blessed in the name of Jesus. And when they leave this place, let them go with a blessing, that they know, that they know, that they know, I've been in his presence. And Father, let them also know they're still in your presence, because you don't leave us. You don't forsake us. And this sign's been with us for a long time. It's about time, Lord, it penetrates our beings, so the world will know Jesus never fails. And they all said, amen. Amen. If you want prayer, you can come forward. If not, you're excused to leave if you're going to leave, or go have a good dinner. In Jesus' name, amen.